Hi, this is Stephen Campbell Jr. You're listening to my mom on the Big E Sports Show. I want to send out a congratulations to TCU on their 13-0 season and a Rose Bowl win. Go Frogs!
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And the TCU Horned Frogs, they are entering the 2011 season as one of the favorites to win the national title. In fact, when the preseason polls came out, it listed the Frogs as the number one team in the country. That means high expectations for TCU and for their head coach, Jim Schlossnagel. And he's a guy, hey, we know him. He's not one to back down from the pressure. In fact, he embraces it. We are so delighted to have joining us this weekend the 2010 National Coach of the Year, TCU's head baseball coach, Jim Schlossnagel. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, your Frogs are off to an impressive start, a 3-1 record, and what is interesting is they are finding success early against Big 12 conference teams. You guys formally opened the season at home last Friday night, Lumpton Stadium against Kansas, and how about Tuesday night against Baylor? Your assessment so far on how your team is executing?
We're really excited about the way we've opened the season. You know, there's three phases of the game that we talk about. You know, you can pitch, play great defense, and have timely hitting. And you know, when you get two of the three, you almost always win. When you get three of the three, you're guaranteed to win. And in our four games, knock on wood, we've really pitched well. We've really played good defense, and you know, in three of the four, we've had a timely hit. The one game we couldn't get a ball to fall was the one we lost in 14 innings. So, you know, if you can pitch and play defense the bulk of the season, that's always going to give you a chance. And, you know, and I'm sure we're going to have our ugly days and our down days. But I think if we can remain consistent in those areas, then we have a chance to have a good season.
Pitching and playing defense, that certainly was the storyline on Tuesday night, Coach, in Waco, Texas. I thought what was interesting, though, is, you know, coming into this season, you guys returned so much experience. But how about the execution of your freshman that led to a shutout on the road? And that's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And Baylor has an outstanding team, a very good program. And doing that on the road was a great sign for us. We felt like going into the season, one of the areas of our team that we needed to see some early success and promise from was our bullpen. And that was going to be made up of our, you know, a lot of freshman pitchers. And we knew we had some talented guys. But it was just going to be a matter of getting them on the mound and seeing how they handled, you know, the game competition. And, you know, in that particular day, you're talking about Joe made his first career start and Stephon Crichton made his first career appearance. And they were both not just good but outstanding. And so that's, you know, we keep those guys healthy along with the veteran guys. You know, that's a good sign of things to come.
And, Coach, you made a strong statement in postgame about that. And you've been in baseball, what, 21 years? And that was a good of performance and on the mound presence that you've ever been a part of.
Well, I mean, you know, we've certainly, you know, Matt Perk all throughout the season last year and in the Super Regional in Omaha was off the chart. And Kyle Winkler has shown that kind of thing, too. And we've had other guys show that kind of mound presence, but for two guys that really was their first or second college appearance and relatively not unknowns to us, but, you know, it's not like they were the kind of hyped up players that, you know, Perk was or even Winkler. And so those guys performed as well. And, you know, I won't say they showed better presence than Perk and Winkler as freshmen, but certainly as good. And that's great because that means, you know, they're not afraid to take the ball and they don't shy away from competition.
And it certainly says a lot. Of course, the Frogs, that was the first time that you guys have won in Waco since 2008. And I think you are spot on because Steve Smith, the head coach there at Baylor, he's been there a long time, what, around 17 years. And that is a very successful program.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And the last 2 years, you know, 2009, 2010, and we've gone down there, we've gotten our doors blown in. And the last time we won, I think, was a close game in 2008 when Andrew Cashner, who's now with the Cubs, closed it out for us. So that was a good win for us. That hasn't been a very fun place to go play over time. And hopefully that'll be a big confidence booster for the weekend.
Okay, your schedule, Coach Losnagel, does not get any easier. You guys host a three-game series this weekend right there at Lupton Stadium against Cal State Fullerton. And traditionally, this is a program that is very strong. I remember way back in the day when Larry Koschel was the head coach there.
That's right. You know, they are, you know, along with, you know, the Texases and Arizona State and Miami and LSU, Southern California, you know, Cal State Fullerton is one of the top, you know, 5 to 7 traditional, historic, preeminent programs in the history of our sport. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to play them. It's a great opportunity for us to have them in our park. And, we're scheduled to play them for many years to come, both home and home. And so, you know, it's going to be a great treat for fans. Our crowd this past weekend for Kansas, we drew almost 15,000 people over the course of 4 days and, you know, just blew away the attendance record. And I think if we get the weather that we're forecasted to get, which is supposed to be great, you know, we have a chance to maybe even break that. So we certainly invite everybody out. It's going to be college baseball at the absolute highest level here in Fort Worth.
What kind of feedback did you get from your team? As you had said, you know, last Friday night, over 6,100 fans at Lupton Stadium. That has just really got to energize and juice your guys when you're out there, because those fans certainly can bring a lot of energy.
They do. And, you know, about 2,500 of them were students. And so, you know, certainly, you know, the 18 to 22-year-olds are going to be bring a little bit more energy than the older folks. And they were really in it from even before the first pitch, you know, just when we took the field, to the fight song, to the anthem, and, you know, everything else. You could feel the energy in the ballpark, and, you know, that's great. It's just such a great thing for the team and for us as the coaching staff to know you have that kind of support. And everybody's a part, you know, and we consider that those people members of our club, and when they bring that kind of energy, it certainly, you know, helps us, and you know, we'll see how the other teams handle it over the course of time.
It's a great atmosphere. We are talking TCU baseball with their leader. That's right. We're circling the bases with Jim Schlossnagel. He is in his 8th season as the head coach, and let's not forget, he led the Frogs to their first ever College World Series and school record of 54 wins. As a result, as I said in the open, the 2010 National Coach of the Year, and let's also not forget, they defeated Texas in the Super Regional. Now, my question for you, Coach, big expectations coming into this season. You guys return 7 of 9 starters in the field, all 3 starters on the mound. I want to hear about your opportunity. You know, what is it like coaching some of the best talent in all of college baseball? And these guys get ready. They're getting ready to take their game to the next level in the big leagues.
Well, you know, it's a great privilege for me. You know, there's no question. We've had Todd Whitting, now the head coach, University of Houston, is our recruiting coordinator for the first 7 years here. And Randy Mazey, who's been here the last 5, and now Tony Vitello, our new recruiting coordinator, and Ryan Schatzberger, our other assistant. Those guys have done a phenomenal job of bringing in great talent. And, you know, it's easy to see that when you have good players, you're going to have a good season. And there's no coach in the country that can make bad players, you know, win national championships. So we pride ourselves on that. TCU is a great place. It's always going to attract good students and good people. And we've been able to get good players in. And watching those kids evolve over the course of their time here and then move on into professional baseball, and some of them to the major leagues, that's a great treat. But the overwhelming majority will not do that. Most of them will, you know, finish baseball in the minor leagues and then take their degree and go on and be successful in their chosen field. And that's just as, if not even more, you know, gratifying for me.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about, as far as the personality of this team? I loved what you shared, in fact, at the TCU kickoff banquet, just the unwavering commitment and work ethic that these guys have. And you said it best. I mean, a white-collar appearance, but you want them to have a blue-collar approach. It's hustle on and hustle off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and that's something we pride ourselves on in this program. We have for a long time is, you know, like you said, from an outside standpoint, we want everybody to look and see what a great place it is, how pretty the ballpark is, how great the uniforms are, how good of players we have, you know, that kind of thing. But within the walls of the stadium, we always want to be very blue-collar and just keep our blinders on. We don't pay attention to the polls. We don't pay attention to the media. You know, we don't pay attention to any of those things. We just try and get 1% better each day. And if we do that every day, then by the end of the year, we should have a pretty good team. And that's really been the mindset. We have a bunch of selfless guys that are committed to the team concept, and they're grinders. And I think when you combine talented players with that kind of attitude and blue-collar mentality, then you have a chance to do something special. And that's why this weekend's really it's a great showcase for those for that kind of approach, because Cal State Fullerton is the exact same way. And I'm telling you, the level of baseball that's going to be played on this field this weekend is going to be very, very high and very, very fun to watch.
We certainly want to encourage you guys to go out to Lupton Stadium and check out all the action. Of course, you can find out all the information. Go to their website at gofrogs.com. And Coach Schlossnagel, we are quickly running out of time, but I did want to ask you, making last year that incredible run, your first ever appearance in the College World Series, what was it like in the off season for these players? Were they that much more motivated and hungry because they'd been there, they'd been to Omaha, and they want to do everything they can to get back?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think they're, once you get the taste of Rosenblatt Stadium and Omaha on your lips, that it really drives you even more to want to get back there. It's not to say that if you fall short, that it's not a successful season, but there's just nothing like it. It's the pearly gates of college baseball, and the fact that, the majority of the guys on our team are back and that they have tasted that, that really helps me, because that way they can be the ones who explain why we do the things we do to get where we want to go, versus me being the one talking about it all the time.
Okay, quickly, tell us, what is the rotation for this weekend? I understand Mac Perk, that he will be on the mound on Sunday.
Yeah, as of today, Winkler's going to throw Friday, Kyle Winkler on Friday, Stephen Maxwell on Saturday, and Mac Perk on Sunday.
Outstanding. Coach, thanks so much for dropping by, and we look forward to catching up all the action. Go to gofrogs.com for more information on TCU baseball. Thanks, Jim.
All right, take care. Thanks so much.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Jason Peter will be with us in just a moment.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight
you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson,
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum,
and Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.